It's time for another fun fact, and this week, it's not about the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, sometimes I gotta ruin it. But this week, we are still headed back to Disneyland.
Okay.
That other Disney park. Not that other Disney park, or that other Disney park.
The little one.
Yes, yes. And we're headed to Fantasyland.
Okay.
To talk about one of the original attractions.
Is it the carousel?
It is not the carousel. Do you want to
run through
all the other original attractions?
I don't. I wish I hadn't started this.
don't you love how you can sound foolish every week with our... And everybody goes, oh, Jeremy can't get it again. Which, no, I've now gotten to the point where Jeremy doesn't get to know about the fun facts, because it's more fun when Jeremy gets to find out about them with the rest of you guys. So, no, actually, this week we're talking about Peter Pan's flight.
Okay.
You know, that thing that always has a super long wait. And you know what? Strangely, that doesn't really matter which park you're at. You can be at Disneyland. You can be at Walt Disney World. It's still going to be a crazy long wait.
So I've been on it at Disney World. I've not been on the Disneyland version.
Well,
is there a meaningful difference?
So there is a difference. Meaningful. Yeah, there's a meaningful difference, but it's not going to play into our fun fact.
Okay.
And in fact, our fun fact doesn't technically could apply to Walt Disney World in some ways, but doesn't really. So again, remember that Peter Pan's Flight, one of the original attractions. So 1955, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Peter Pan's Flight, you jump in this boat, you fly over London, you fly over Neverland, and then you come back around to the front, right? And you get off the boat.
Right. Which, again, let me say that when I went on it at Walt Disney World, did not know that it flew. And so I got in this ride vehicle, and it took off, and it was the, like, most mind-blowing thing, and it was amazing. So, like, I have such love for this attraction because I did not expect it to fly until I was in the vehicle flying.
So it's strange, though, that you talk about things that you didn't expect, right? You didn't expect to fly.
Right.
But there's one thing that Disney found out after opening this attraction in 1955. There are some things people do expect in a attraction. Can you guess what thing people expected in Peter Pan's Flight that they did not have in Peter Pan's Flight?
Peter Pan?
Yep. There was no Peter Pan in Peter Pan's Flight. So according to most sources that you read, Disney's plan for a lot of the dark rides, especially in Disneyland, in the beginning, were that the guest should be experiencing the thing as though they were the central character.
Yeah.
Right. So
I get
in
that.
Peter Pan's Flight, you were flying like Peter Pan. You are Peter Pan.
In Pooh, you're Pooh.
There you go.
Yeah.
In Snow White, you're Snow White. Yeah.
Sure.
But meanwhile, you would get to see the shadow, the off to Neverland, but there was no Peter Pan. And so people were coming off going, where was Peter Pan? We saw Captain Hook. We saw Smee. You know, we saw the Darling Children, but we didn't see Peter Pan, and it's Peter Pan's Flight. Why is there no Peter Pan? So Disney continued to deal with this and heard about it some more. And in 1971, Magic Kingdom's version of Peter Pan's Flight opened up. Magic Kingdom's version of Peter Pan's Flight had a Peter Pan. Because Disney said, you know what? Time to learn from that mistake. So we're adding a Peter Pan. Then
this is confusing people.
Then in 1983, there was a refurb, a major refurb of Fantasyland at Disneyland. And during that major refurb, they changed a couple of the scenes on Peter Pan's Flight. And while changing the scenes, they also added a animatronic Peter Pan. And thus, Peter Pan, not in 1955, but 1983, finally got to be part of Peter Pan's Flight.
Almost 30 years later. That's a long time to leave it confusing people.
At some point, you just go, eventually they're going to get it. Eventually, yeah. They're going to get it.
Eventually, we're going to run through all of the people who live in and around Anaheim, and they're all just going to learn to expect it.
That's right. At some point, they're all going to be like, Peter Pan's not on Peter Pan's flight because you're Peter Pan. But next time you're wondering, has Peter? Nope. Not if you're at Disneyland. Peter Pan has not always been there because at one time, Peter Pan's flight had no Peter Pan.
Well, now I'm starting to think like, did I see Winnie the Pooh on The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh?
You did.
Or was I Pooh?
You were Pooh all along. I think that'll do it for this week's fun fact. If you have a fact that you find interesting, obscure, or just kind of cool, you should let us know. You can find us on Twitter at MTM Podcast, at Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast, or at our home on the web, missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next time with another fun fact, and until then, have a magical day.